I believe there are a lot of Christians that love the Lord, have faith in God, yet struggle with doubt and unbelief from time to time. Peter was one. He walked on water, but yet when he took his eyes off of Jesus, he began to sink. Maybe that's you right now. You feel like you're sinking. What's the answer? Well, I know one thing. We must get our eyes back on him.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
Praise God. It's so good to be with you here today on Truth in Fact, Jeremiah 33:3. Call to me and I'll answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. What a powerful verse. What a powerful promise of the Word of God. If we can just lay hold of this. Amen. You know, many times we hinder what God wants to do because of our unbelief. Jesus, you know, he had to rebuke his own disciples from time to time because of their unbelief. And when it came down to it, they didn't believe that Jesus had risen from the dead. After all the miracles, they still struggled with unbelief. And we may struggle with unbelief too from time to time. Oh, yes, sir. That's right. But Jesus can help us even in our struggles. I think of the father who went to Jesus because of his demon-possessed son. This was a desperate situation. There was no one who could help him. Not even the disciples could help him. They couldn't cast the demon out. The demon would seize the son and throw him down. And he'd begin to foam at the mouth, gnashing his teeth together. He would stiffen up at times. The demon would throw the boy into the fire, into the water, trying to destroy him. And really, it's a picture of what Satan is doing to the human race today. All he wants to do is to destroy it. He wants to destroy you, destroy your family, your church, destroy your witness, your testimony. So many are bound by drugs, alcohol, immorality, sin. They're bound in prison and entrapped. This boy was bound. He was possessed. And the father cries out to Jesus saying, "If you can do anything." I love that. Asking Jesus, "If you can do anything, have compassion or mercy on us and help us." Jesus said to him, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes." And immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, "Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief." So the father admits that he has faith, and yet he struggles with unbelief. But you know what he does? He confesses it to God. He is in essence saying that he cannot believe the way he needs to believe without God's help. He admits his struggles, and there Jesus cast the demon out of the boy and was delivered. Yes, Jesus helps us in our struggles. I think of Peter, who stepped out of the boat to go to Jesus. Out of all the disciples, Peter's the only one that stepped out and walked on water. But once Peter took his eyes off of Jesus and began to look at the wind and the waves, he began to sink. But Peter said, "Lord, save me." And Jesus reached down, picked Peter up out of the water. It's true that Jesus helps us in our struggles. He helps a man that struggles in his faith. And thank God that he does. If God can help a struggling man like Peter, then God can help you. God can help me. But at the same time, we limit what God can do by looking at ourselves. We limit what God can do by looking at our circumstances. We limit what God can do by looking at our inabilities rather than looking at God's ability. Again, the scripture says, "Call to me and I'll answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know." Yes, God will show you great and mighty things. There is more to learn, more to experience. Some of us just need to look to God for who he is. Don't look at your circumstances. Don't go by your feelings, but believe God according to the word. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The God that delivered in the Old Testament is the God that can deliver today. The God that provided in the Old Testament is the one that can provide for you today. Amen. Trust God. Believe him according to his word, regardless of what you think, regardless of how you feel. His word will never, never change.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.